Persons listening to this show should experience varying degrees of euphoria and might radiate a warm glow of truth from their entire being. This phenomenon sometimes lasts hours after a typical brain massage. If you are listening with another Lights On listener and they begin to glow, don't be concerned. This is a phenomenon normally associated with Pastor Scheidbach's patented brain massage technique and merely means the truth has set them free. Paul Revere's lantern lighter is lighting the lamps in the church belfry arch, signaling the enemy is on the march, an enemy that would steal from us our liberty. Stand by. The Brain Massage Show is about to blow your mind.
Hello, I'm Dr. Jerry Scheidbach, pastor at the Lighthouse Baptist Church in Santa Maria, California, and your brain masseur. Get ready for your brain massage. Hurricane Harvey and Irma. Now, Jose. Thank you, Paul Cabasag, member of Lighthouse Baptist Church, who led the Lighthouse effort to raise some hurricane relief support. Between his very generous personal donation, the matching gift provided by the company he works for, which is RRM Design Group in San Luis Obispo, and the donations provided by other members of Lighthouse, we were able to put together $3,147.38, and every penny of that offering goes to hurricane victim relief. No overhead or anything like that. A shout out to my good friend and colleague, Dr. Johnny Pope, pastor of Christ Church Baptist Fellowship in Houston, Texas, who opened his church facility to his neighbors to stage relief work provided by Hearts with Hands coming to them from North Carolina. So a lot of hands on deck there helping out. After 16 years, 9/11 is only just now beginning to become a background story. And the Islamic terrorists certainly are not going to let us forget it. Our prayers are with our Brit brothers. 29 hurt in a terror attack on one of their tube trains. It's true, apparently, the nicer you are to Islamic immigrants, the more likely you are to be a target of Islamic terrorism. Brace for Hurricane Daka. Quote, if everything goes the way White House officials and House Minority Leader Nancy Pelosi see it, legislation to give legal status to nearly 800,000 so-called Dreamers could pass by early October, end quote. And that from the LA Times. If you have been asking, what do groups like BLM, Black Lives Matter, what do they want from us anyway? Well, we have our answer, and I'll give that to you today. It's National POW and MIA Recognition Day. And we want to pause and remember the 1,603 Americans that are still missing from the Vietnam War. North Korea launched another missile over Japan. This one demonstrated UNKIM's bullying threat to Japan, and the U.S. continues to escalate, and it showed us that they now have the ability to reach the U.S. territory of Guam. And thinking about the growing possibility that North Korea is going to drag us into a war with China, another communism versus freedom contest, it is Constitution Day this coming Monday. And I've got an article here that tells me a survey was done that shows one-third of Americans can't name any of their rights in the First Amendment. One-third. Really? What exactly are they teaching our kids in school these days? The Explorer satellite Cassini completed its mission and crashed into Saturn. Well, let us pray the experiment in self-government launched by our founders almost 250 years ago does not do a crash and burn. My friends, it is time for your brain massage.
Truth served here, flavored with delectable wit, succulent sagacity, luscious logic, a gourmet meal for the mind.
Weather forecasters expected this Atlantic hurricane season would be active after about a 12 years respite. Harvey pummeled Texas, as you know, and the flooding wreaked havoc in Houston, Beaumont, and Port Arthur. Texas has faced down larger and more powerful hurricanes, you know. But it appears the MSM, mostly stupid media, or Marxist socialist media, really want this to be the worst ever, since this one was caused by Texans voting for Trump. So, you know, they found a way to make it the worst ever. It's, quote, projected to be the costliest natural disaster in U.S. history, and, quote, I don't have time to list all the permutations of the story in which it's obvious they're trying to make this, you know, an inflated disaster story beyond what it already is. And I'm making a point here. Then came Irma, disappointing some expectations because it went from Category 5 to 4 as it hit Florida. Nevertheless, millions of people are without power in Florida, and our prayers are with them. Earlier, Irma thrashed about through the Caribbean, or Caribbean, depending on where you went to school. It blew down one of Trump's mansions. And the very nice, loving libs are rejoicing. Of course. Bermuda's population is 91% blacks. And Trump most likely has insurance to cover his losses, or he's self-insured. The people hurt here are the idiocrats dancing in the street because Trump's mansion got blown down. What is going on? Now, here comes Jose, which, again, seems to be disappointing the weathermongers, you know, those whose agenda is in some bizarre way served by such disasters. The problem here is that no one wants to come across as though minimizing these disasters, of course. I mean, we, Lighthouse Baptist Church, participated in an excess of $3,000 to put together to extend some help there. But you've got to be suspicious when some obviously have an agenda that is served by sensationalizing and dramatizing, you know, basically throwing a saddle on these disasters and then riding them hard so they can further their own agenda with them. You know, be it what, find a way to attach the devastation to Trump, find a way to use the disaster to further the global climate change scam, or the atheists who love to use the misery of those suffering from these disasters to separate them from God at a time when they need him most. I posted my message, by the way, in response to hurricanes by any name on our website, santamarialighthouse.org. Click on the media button there in the menu. Along the top, find sermons, and then from the drop-down, select Issachar Report. It'll be the first message on that page. And now, my friends, brace for Hurricane Daka. Yeah, as I mentioned last week, I believe it was last week in my show, that I know that Trump has really, from the beginning, had a soft spot in his heart toward the so-called Dreamers. And now I'm reading from the LA Times, quote, "If everything goes the way White House officials and House Minority Leader Nancy Pelosi see it, legislation to give legal status to nearly 800,000 so-called Dreamers could pass by early October," end quote. People think that Trump's doing this because he's trying to reach across the aisle, or he's trying to make some kind of friends or statement for the other side and all that stuff. I don't believe that for a moment. This is not inconsistent with Trump's persona and his ideology and his beliefs coming in to the office. I don't think people listen to him as closely as others of us did. So I'm not surprised by this. They have tried hard to attach Hurricane Harvey and Irma on Trump. Here's a tweet that honestly is representative of a progressive idiocrat. A progressive idiocrat, thank you, son. Blowhards bloviating about the hurricanes, generating a hurricane of sorts in the Twitter sphere. And the point is, what I'm going to read right now is not simply one crazy tweeter, but is representative of literally thousands out there that are truly out there. Quote, "So they say Hurricane Irma is headed for Miami. Did y'all realize 70% of Miami is Latino, Hispanic, or Cuban? 44% of the Haitian population in the United States resides in Miami. Miami is like Houston, in which it is flourishing economically. Coincidence? Trump wants them off our land, so what better way than to flood them out? Read between the lines, people," end quote. Can you believe this? And you've heard Jennifer Lawrence, you know, that little interview she did where she buried an implication that Mother Nature's wrath has come down on us because we voted Trump in, you know, and she in her typically nearly incoherent interview with, I forget who it was she was talking to. But anyway, it's beyond crazy, my friend. It's all the way over into sociotropic. You know, you've heard of sociopath? Well, that's a personality disorder that manifests in extreme antisocial attitudes and behavior, coupled with a lack of conscience, usually associated and connected with a megalomaniacal view of their own importance, who find their significance in a delusional cause. A sociotropic personality is someone who is a sociopath with Trump as their target. Now, these people live in a virtual reality created in their own mind, where what they call truth is totally disconnected from facts and contrary to reality. Obama's election would recede the rising tides, right? And would begin the healing of the earth. Remember that? These people are crazy. And then the reverse of that now, Trump's election portends the end of the world and causes hurricanes. The reason this is important is that it's a widespread point of view, not it's not a marginalized, relatively invisible group with virtually no influence in the country like the white supremacists. People like Jennifer Lawrence, and who is this girl that warned us Trump is using the hurricanes to wipe out Latinos, Hispanics, Cubans, Haitians, Brianna Danielle, these views of people like this are dominating our kids today. It's the dominant perspective, it seems. It seems to be the worldview of most of our young people today. Not most of them of Americans, but most of our young people coming out of our public school system. The public school educated idiocrats, Yozi. These people are like the horror flick clown. We might dismiss nonsense like these two as clowns in the past, but now these clowns are dangerous to our liberties. In L.A., the idiocrat clowns there decided to dedicate one freeway lane to bicyclists. Now, anyone that has driven L.A. traffic can appreciate how totally idiocratic that is. So what? John and Ken went to check it out and counted something. I don't remember the number they gave, but it was what, like 10 bicyclists in this afternoon on this entire lane while thousands of cars are jammed up on the freeway with a million people trying to get home from work. So you know, right? Let's inconvenience a million people in order to accommodate 10 guys in tights. You talk about forcing a lifestyle on people. Talk about fascism, a kind of self-righteous bully using political power to impose values on a society. And this reparations thing for slavery, it just keeps on percolating. Somebody smells revenge, my friend, perfumed with the smell of money. They've got the scent and they're on it like hounds on a fox. I'm going to close this segment with an appeal to reason on this issue. If you've been asking, what do groups like BLM, Black Lives Matter, want from us anyway? Well, we have our answer. Black Lives Matter leader Chanel Helm. I don't have time to read every one of them. I'm going to summarize what she posted here. But if you're a premier subscriber to the Brain Massage Show, you can access my notes and supporting documentation online, brainmassage.net. Each request is directed specifically and exclusively to white people. So white people, if you don't have any descendants, you're requested to will your property to a black or brown family. Hey, white people, if you're inheriting property that you intend to sell, give it to a black or brown family. And then she goes on to say, you're bound to make that money in some other white privileged way. And then white developers or white owners of multifamily housing, well, they are to build a sustainable complex in a black or brown blighted neighborhood and let black and brown people live in it for free. I don't know what a black or brown blighted neighborhood is. She probably doesn't understand what she said there. If you can afford, she goes on to say, hey, white people, if you can afford to downsize, give up the home you own to a black or brown family. If any of you intend to leave your property to people who are racist, and she uses some language I won't repeat here, change the will and will your property to a black or brown family. She tells us or requests that we white people rebudget so you can donate to black funds for land purchasing. And then the next three are all related to doing everything you can to get white people fired from their job if they even look like they might be a racist. Really, you got to read them. You'll see what I mean. And then finally, Chanel requests that white people commit to two things. One, fighting white supremacy where and how you can. And then two, funding black and brown people in their work. And I guess basically I could say that I do those two things. I suppose anyone can ask anyone for anything. I have some requests for black people. And you see what's happened here. It's sad, isn't it? That we have to talk in terms of white and black people. How about just people? But what can I say? The attacker sets the rules of engagement. Russia said that 1,000 times. It's really true. Chanel is a racist, as clear as can be. And I'm not, by the way. But in order to respond to this, I have a list of requests for black people. Hey, black people, don't give me anything I have not earned. And don't expect anything from me you've not earned. Hey, black people, respect me as I respect you. Hey, black people, I won't blame black people today for what an entire nation of black people did when they enslaved the Jews for hundreds of years. So I want you to stop blaming white people today for what a relatively small number of whites and blacks, by the way, did more than 150 years ago. And what we all decry and denounce right now. Well, anyway, I'm out of time for this segment. Hear the word of the Lord, my dear friends. Ezekiel 18, verse 20, the soul that sinneth, it shall die. The son shall not bear the iniquity of the father, neither shall the father bear the iniquity of the son. The righteousness of the righteous shall be upon him, and the wickedness of the wicked shall be upon him. And let's remember what our Savior told us. Do unto others as you would have them do unto you. Hold on to the break. I'll be right back.
It's the Lights On Dinner, November 3rd at the Lighthouse Baptist Church. You'll enjoy Lou's succulent, delicious, I mean downright delectable tri-tip dinner, followed by one of Emily's awesome desserts, served up by our gracious hosts and hostesses. Enjoy the warm hospitality of the Lighthouse Baptist Church family. Get your chance to win the famous God and Gunclinger Home Defense Kit, a Smith & Wesson MP9 shield and a leather-bound Bible, and hear three great speakers: California State Assemblyman Jim Patterson, Santa Barbara Conservative Women President Julie Bischoff, and your beloved brain masseur. But you need to reserve your place at this event, and seats are limited. Call Becky at 805-714-0786 or go to santamarialighthouse.org to reserve your seat today. Assemblyman Jim Patterson, an honest God and country patriot, representing our traditional American values in Sacramento, fighting the good fight and shining the light of truth in a place darkened by lies, will be speaking at the Lights On Banquet November 3rd. Call Becky at 805-714-0786 to make your reservation today. 805-714-0786. Becky's waiting to help you now.
The science of a brain massage. The brain masseur uses words like fingers to massage your gray matter, forming insights in the mind that stimulate the pituitary to signal the adrenal to release norepinephrine neurotransmitters and to fire these neurons through the sympathetic nervous system affecting the heart. The skilled brain masseur uses incisive logic to arrest our attention and nuanced razor-sharp rhetoric to cut away the tangled knots in our brains. When these knots are removed, the electrical impulse of stimulating insights fire the neurotransmitters so they can leap the synapse gaps. This generates a sparkling effect in the brain that can cause the countenance of a brain massage listener to glow. Additionally, sudden outbursts of energy caused by the release of glucose throughout the body increases the heart rate, while the pituitary gland in the brain releases all five types of dopamine at once. And this creates that sense of euphoria experienced by many brain massage listeners. And that's the science of a brain massage. The devil beware. Pastor Scheidbach is on the air.
Hello, welcome back. I'm Dr. Jerry Scheidbach, pastor at the Lighthouse Baptist Church in Santa Maria, California, your brain masseur, and Paul Revere's lantern lighter, lighting the lamps in the church belfry arch, singling "The Enemy is on the March," an enemy that would steal from us our liberties. It is National POW and MIA Recognition Day, so we pause to remember the 1,603 Americans that are still missing from the Vietnam War. Did you know that the U.S. Congress never declared war in Vietnam? Technically, it was a quote-unquote conflict. But I'm sure you agree with me that the effort to deny our Vietnam vets the honor they are due is equal to the Benghazi travesty in terms of shame and reproach on this country brought on to us by the political traitors embedded in U.S. politics. It was a war, my friend, by any sane definition of the term. This morning, North Korea launched another missile over Japan. And this one demonstrated UNKIM's bullying threats against Japan and the United States continued to escalate, and it also demonstrated their ability to reach U.S. territory of Guam. The missile flew over the Japanese island of Hokkaido into the Pacific Ocean. Its trajectory, interestingly enough, was kind of heading toward Hawaii, although obviously it landed like 2,000 miles short of our islands there. Yesterday, and that was Thursday, North Korea boasted that Japan, quote, should be sunken into the sea, end quote. And then Friday, that's this morning, they launched a missile that flew right over Japan. Up until recently, Kim has sent his missiles on a trajectory that sent the rocket up into space, and apparently, ostensibly, to avoid crossing over other countries and creating this kind of provocation. But now, they're sending their missiles right over countries, namely Japan. They've done it twice now. And now they have demonstrated that they've got the ability to reach U.S. territory of Guam and have made overtures to that effect. A range of over 2,300 miles, 2,100 miles, the longest shot they've made to date. Of course, this escalates the potential of the United States getting involved in a conflict, say war, with North Korea, which pulls into question, what will China do? Will North Korea drag us into what will amount to, on China's side, at least a proxy war, you know, with China and America? Another communism versus freedom contest. All of this has one common denominator. In one way or the other, what we've discussed today threatens our liberties. It is Constitution Day this coming Monday. And I learned from this article, from a survey that was done by a group called Newseum Institute, that one-third of Americans cannot name any of their rights that are enshrined in the First Amendment of our Constitution and the Bill of Rights. What exactly are they teaching our kids in schools these days? Now, this group, Newseum Institute, supports the production of a yearly survey of, quote, American attitudes about the First Amendment, end quote. And they've been doing this since 1997. In the 2015 survey, it was discovered that approximately one of every three Americans surveyed could not name even one of the rights that are stipulated in the First Amendment of the Constitution. Only a little over half, that's 57%, knew that the First Amendment included the right of free speech. Only 57%. Only 19% named freedom of religion, and only 10% mentioned freedom of the press, and only 2% named the right to of a peaceable assembly and to petition the government for redress of grievances. When we compare the 2015 survey with the prior year, 2014, it's particularly disheartening. I mean, it's getting worse. In 2014, 68% were able to name freedom of speech, at least. And now that's an 11-point drop from then to 2015. I wonder what it is now. But here's some good news in the survey. In 2014, 38% said the First Amendment goes too far in the rights it guarantees. Can you believe that? Well, in 2015, that dropped to 19%. So that's good. That's almost 50% drop in that. That's very good news. In 2014, 57% said the First Amendment does not go too far in the liberties it protects. But in 2015, that rose to 75%. So we're heartened by that. But listen, can you believe this? Only 75% of Americans? I mean, that's one of the most fundamental issues that define what it means to be American is freedom of speech. And today, only 57% of Americans know that right is articulated in the First Amendment. Why do our public schools not teach our children the fundamentals of liberty and justice for all? How can any young person be allowed to graduate from high school without having been required at least to read the Federalist Papers, if not to do a paper on them? Why are they encouraged to read something like Catcher on the Rye, but not the Federalist Papers? And I had to memorize a preamble of the Constitution, the Bill of Rights. We studied the Declaration, studied the Constitution article by article. How are kids coming out of our public schools ignorant of the principal documents that underlie their liberties? Now, they're taught about having rights, that's for sure. They're taught all about justice and equality. But these things are separated from the context in which they are provided for us in these important documents, the Declaration, the Constitution, and the Bill of Rights. Our kids are being taught to think of rights and justice within a communist framework, or from a communist perspective, a kind of social justice worldview that fosters the idea, you know, that everyone has a right to, well, be equal in possessions, to be equal in outcome regardless of input. You know, the sort of rights our kids seem to be championing today are things like, you know, for homosexuals to have the right to demand everyone else accept and affirm their chosen lifestyle. How's that a fundamental inalienable right? The right to force society to change the meaning of its own language in order to accommodate their gender confusion and rebellion. The right to murder babies in the womb. And then the right, on top of that, to force those who object to it to pay for it or to participate in the atrocity. You see how skewed this is? The right to demand the government takes what one man has earned and give it to another man who refuses to work and is too lazy to have put forth the effort necessary to get the education needed to get a decent job. I mean, come on. Now, I'm not talking about charitable giving. I'm talking about imposing this kind of thing. Look, this is what happens when you separate the notion of human rights from the context of the moral guidelines of the Bible and from the founding documents enshrining our liberty in law. Now, those who have an agenda to subvert this nation under God in order that it might become a nation gone under, as Reagan warned us, who want to remove this nation from its foundation and reconstruct it, say transform it, on the foundation of a communist socialist philosophy of governance, a philosophy of society and culture, and that way of looking at law. They want our children to be ignorant of the truth about what rights really are and the truth about our founding. And many of them are attempting to use the sin of slavery to accomplish this. We need to stop this and not let them do it. They're not merely pulling down statues of Robert E. Lee. There's a deeper thing going on here. who, by the way, never owned a slave and who strongly denounced slavery and hated it like every decent and devout Christian did. You know, it was the Christians in this country, the genuine Christian, white Christians, by the way, who brought slavery down in this country. They're using that as an excuse. The real spirit driving this movement is aiming higher. It's aiming at deconstructing the Declaration of Independence and the principles of that declaration and making this people dependent upon government and subordinated to a kind of king. And they're working to dismantle the Constitution, breaking up the foundations supporting law and order in this country, and dissolving the Bill of Rights, recasting our rights, as I've pointed out here already today. Now, friends, we need to get back to the Bible, which is the foundation for the Declaration of Independence, which is the foundation of our Constitution, which is the wall of defense and protection of our inalienable rights articulated in the first 10 amendments, specifically in the Bill of Rights and the rest of those amendments as well. Now, I need to wrap up the show for today. We are planning a Faith, Family, and Freedom Second Amendment weekend beginning November 3rd through the 5th. I want you to participate in that if you possibly are able. And help us as we're trying to do something about all of this. November 3rd is our Lights On banquet. California Assemblyman Jim Patterson will be speaking, and we'll get an update on voter fraud in California from Julie Bischoff, president of Santa Barbara Conservative Women Federated. And of course, I'll present a live performance of the Brain Massage Show that is sure to get the lights on bright. On November 3rd, register for this event online at santamarialighthouse.org. Click on the banquet button along the top menu of the homepage. Complete the registration form that pops up and process your purchase of the tickets through our bookstore. And there is a link right there to the bookstore at the bottom of the registration page. You'll be automatically entered in each of three drawings. And the first and the big prize is the God and Gunclinger Home Defense Kit. And that will include this year a Smith & Wesson MP9 Shield pistol with Crimson Trace laser and holster. And that's provided by Pat of Pat's Automotive in Santa Maria and John Perry of Rangemaster in Slo. With a genuine leather wide-margin Bible, and that from the Lighthouse Baptist Church, and that's a value of over $1,000. And then there are two more drawings you'll be able to participate in, each of them worth over $200. And these are provided courtesy of Phil Tate of Tate's Avocado. Also, you'll have opportunities to participate in our silent auction. Now, so far, I've got a Hogue knife here. And my friend, it's gnarly. And that's provided by Michael of Cantella Securities in Napomo. And two beautiful bracelets provided by CB Hood Diamond Company here in Santa Maria. And other items will be added to the list. And on top of all this, Lou, owner of Have It Wired, and Peter of Cow Coast Irrigation, will prepare their succulent Santa Maria-style tri-tip dinner, followed up with Emily's delicious dessert, served by our gracious host at Lighthouse Baptist Church. It's a great evening and a great cause. You want to strengthen this voice for truth and the American way and further the cause of taking the sword of the Spirit into the fight against the lies of the devil for the soul of America. Well, then register today. On Saturday, by the way, we'll sponsor a home defense expo. And then on that Sunday, we invite everyone to attend our Second Amendment Sunday. Well, I'll be offering a sort of seminar, if you will, in the format of our worship services on the Bible and the Second Amendment. Now, I have lit the lamps in the church belfry arch. You let me know you see they are on. Call me at 805-714-0785. That's 805-714-0785. And let me know what you think about the show. And offer me a piece of your mind to chew on. I've certainly thrown down a chunk for you to chew on from me today. And if you want to register for the event, you can do that by calling me as well. Or call my secretary, who doubles as my wife. Rebecca will answer 805-714-0786. That's 805-714-0786. And she'll help you get registered for the event. If you have questions about processing your order on the internet, or just would prefer to do it by phone. My dear friends, God bless you. God bless America. And I'll see you in church.